We left off yesterday with Gemara, which, as we saw from the raid of the Achronim, was a source of tremendous Akos Nefesh to all the Gedolei Ador of the last 1,000 years. We have a Gemara that says that Gemara says there's two things. One is that the Pesach of the Vayitzi Mechaveh Baraya of the Yisrael is enough to radiate and the paskin b'negeah to what? To the halacha ma'aseh. So one question is why? Masepis, what's together? And the second question was why is the Tali Taka Kremati Amati? Two riddles. What's the pshat in that? And obviously the two things that Tali said. Yesterday we spoke about three Mahalchim, Shimon, Nesivis, and Ochanan. I want to present today what looks to me the Kaki Velti Rabbeisai more as the Poshim Shad of the Gemara. I'll explain. It's a little bit of a combination of a lot of the Pshatim, mostly of Shemin. The Vyat Ram is like this. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. That if we'll ignore the Nesivis, okay? There's no question about it that in this Gemara it's Mavur, that if I paskin in the world of Mominus, that this thing is yours. I want to be very careful what I'm going to say now. If the psak of the Suffolk gives it to me, okay? If the psak of the Suffolk says that it's mine, then it's called mine legabi everything. Whether that's what Shimon said or he didn't say, he meant that, he didn't mean it. But what it clearly says in this Gemara, what's state in this Gemara? What's the landmark of this Gemara? What state in this Gemara is a zach, which had a suffix moment on it. And the world of Mominus, the Pesach made it mine, the Pesach gave it to me. The Zazach is mine, they got me everything. That's the statement that I want to take out of this Gemara. The statement that I want to walk away from this Gemara is, Vashtay in this Gemara. Vashtay in this Gemara is, that when I have a suffix moment on something, and the Hilchus Choshe Mishpat, Paskind, I'm taking out the word paskin. And the Hilchos Moshe Mishpat gave me the object. The object is now mine. A zach, which is mine as a result of Momenus de Gedinu, is mine, legabi everything. That's the mission statement of this Gemara. Lefisa, I first want to sketch out the pshat, and then I'll say what I'm not saying. Lefisa, I know why it's totally in talk for Koyim Mazin and Mazin. The reason why it's totally in talk for Koyim Mazin and Mazin is because if the coin is able to grab it, if it's talking about coin Amazin, if the coin is able to grab it, and we're not going to take it away from him, so that's not called that the Pesach of the Suffolk made it 100% mine. The coin still has rights in it. The coin still has ability to get hold of it. It's not 100% mine. It's not 100% under my control. There's an outside force thing going to take it away. And that means, practically speaking, that the Pesach didn't give it to me 100%. I don't have 100% control. When I use the word bailus, when I'm going to use the word bailus in the coming minutes, I'm using the word bailus in the context of practical bailus. Do I have it or not? A zach that I have, the bailus over it, legabi momentus, is mine legabi everything. I repeat. A zach that I have, the bailus over this thing in momentus, is mine legabi everything. Just what? I have to check. Do I have the bailus? Did the psak give me the bailus? Whether or not the Pesach gave me the bailus over this object, practically speaking, I repeat, practically speaking, depends on whether the talk for coin, what's in me or not, could the coin happen or not. If the Pesach put it in my rishos in a way that nobody can get hold of it, so then practically speaking, what the Pesach did was that the Pesach created that this thing is mine. Practically speaking, this thing is mine. It's under my control. Nobody can touch it. It's mine. If, however, the Pesach, albeit true, said it could stay by me, albeit true, the Pesach said I can eat it. But the Maisa, it doesn't block somebody from grabbing it. So practically speaking, the Pesach didn't make a mine. And the Pesach that doesn't make a mine doesn't radiate to all over. It's a lack of the bailus. It's chisar in my bailus. And by the way, in my introductory words today, that's what Rashi means when he says tzatzchia. Tzatzchia means that the bailus that I got out of it is not a full bailus. Because I didn't get a full bailus. He still has a finger in it. That's the headlines of what I want to say. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Now, what am I coming lafuke? What am I not saying? I'm not saying the radical pshat of Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Hanan said that the psak itself, watch what I just said, Rabbi Hanan said that the psak itself, of a Vayitzi Mechaveh, of a Raya, The P'sak itself is a P'sak Vaday. We know it's your money. No. If we know it's your money, we know it's your money. I think there's like a 2-8 game, okay? I'm not learning that shot. I'm going to go with the Nesivus' outcry. The Nesivus yelled and said, "What's up? Is there a pasuk for this? You saw the lesson in Nesivus I printed out for yesterday. There's a pasuk for this. There's a pasuk that tells me that that it's yours. It's a svara, safek, leave it where it is, vichtig." About that, that's a shot. I'm not coming to say. Ruchani said a shot which was very extreme, which doesn't really have a basis at this point in the sugya. Like the Nesivus said, you have a pasuk for this. You have a pasuk. You have a svara. Leave it where it is. Mandekoyle, the guy who has the headache, he goes to the doctor. Nishmabi them. So the nature of the psak is a suffix of it's psak, what we call it, a psak suffix. We don't know exactly. We know. We leave it where it is. So now we get to the point. So that not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the psak of Avos Yevareh Taka starts off with a psak suffix. The psak of Avos Yevareh starts off with mandekoyle. Leave it where it is. But the mice at the end of the day. Practically speaking, the psak says it stays by me, and I'm allowed to eat it, okay? I'm allowed to be knowing like Bilem, and nobody can take it. That's called that the psak made it mine. I am now the Bilem over the Zach. Now I'm going to say the statement again. A Zach that in the world of Mominus, I am the Bilem, I am the Bilem Gavirothi. We don't split it. I repeat. A Zach that in Mominus, I am the Bilem. Now ask me, why are you the Bilem? Why are you the Bilem? So Rav Chanan said that I'm called the Bilem, and here's where we're parting ways with Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said that I'm called the Bilem. Why? Why am I called the Bilem? Because how much of a right? What's the Pesach Vade? It's as if I had a pasuk that says the one who the money is. Why? We know that that is money. Minamta. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the reason why it's a Pesach Vade is not because the Pesach of Hatzich Vade itself is a Pesach Vade. The reason why it's a Pesach Vade is because practically it's a Vade. The word Vade can take on two meanings. The word Vade can mean we know for sure. And the word vade can mean that it's vade yours, meaning practically it's yours. It's not going anywhere. It's by you. Money, which is mine for everything. I repeat. Money, which is mine for everything. The word mine means practically. Not that we know it's yours. Money, which practically, the din is that it's mine, we treat it like it's yours, the gabi everything. Now here's the big dilemma. When is it called yours? When is it called yours? When is it called yours? It's called yours if nobody has the tzatzchia in it. If nobody has the tzatzchia, so then the psak made it mine. That's the nekuda. The psak made it mine. I'm going to say now the same thing that I just said in a slightly different nosuch. Habetzim Echavei Avraya is rooted taka in a very weak svara. It's what I call a default svara. Leave it where it is. Mandekoyevle, he has the headache, so you go break your head. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, because of that psak, Bezdin gives it to me, correct? Bezdin acts on that psak. I'm saying the same thing in slightly different wording. Habaycha Yifra, you can pick whatever you want. Bezdin acts on it. Bezdin says, okay, so take it. Bezdin gives it to me. I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to make a barbecue. I'm allowed to eat burn it. So the word is Bezdin gives it to me, right? That's called it's mine. That means the psak was that it's mine. I didn't say that the psak was because it's mine. That's Rav Chanan. According to Rav Chanan, the psak was because it's mine. I'm not saying that. That's Rav Chanan's extremism. That didn't see this yelled and raised the tzok. Gedolah and says, ain't the vaka. There's no such thing. What do you mean the psak was because it's yours? Who knows that it's yours? But what I'm saying is a different also. The psak made it mine. The psak says it's mine. Psak says, Bezdin went ahead and said, you take it, and nobody can grab it anymore. A zach, which I have bialus over in the, now, therefore, in the world of Mominus, I have bialus over this thing, okay? A zach, which in the world of Mominus, I have bialus, that radiates to everything else. I'll give you an example, which is a lot easier to understand than Maisa Behema. The reason why it's easier to understand, by the way, is because of a technicality, not because of anything tangible. The big shadow, which all the Achareinu spoke about, Rav Shimon and the Kuntzis HaStekas, Rav Chanan, can you go to Mekadosh a lady with this money? Kiddushin is Yisurim, Kiddushin is Arayis. Could you ever cash a lady with this money, by the way? Rav Shimon and Ochanan, and they all put it into the same boat. Can you go be cash a lady with the money? What's that? You can cash a lady with the money? Is the lady suffering Mekudashes or Vade Mekudashes? Obviously, that's the question, right? If she's suffering Mekudashes, the ramifications are catastrophic. Somebody else can go make a Kedusha with her, and she'll be suffering married to somebody else. She has suffocatious ish. The Kul and the Chomer, okay? So the Moshe, can you go be cash somebody else? So here's where the part kicks in. If you don't mind, I'm going to use Kedusha Isha as an easier example. The word is that since, if you want to know what's called mine for Kedusha Isha, this is how I'm saying it. What's called mine for Kedusha Isha? I want to even catch a lady, right? What's called mine for Kedusha Isha? You could say, listen, how is it going to be arise? A moment is to get in. You can eat it, you can do whatever you want, go break your head, Kedusha Isha is arise, copy that, we have a something. The answer is no. What's called mine for Kedusha Isha? That which the halacha says it's mine. What's called mine, the Gabi Kedusha Isha? That which the halacha says it's mine. Now, what's called that the halacha said it's mine? When Allah said it's yours, what happens if Tzakfakoyin emutzim yodah koyin kap? So Allah didn't make it yours. goes, the halacha said it can stay by you as long as it's by you. The halacha said you can eat it. We'll talk about that soon why. But the halacha didn't say that. It's yours. And if it's not yours, so then it can't radiate to other Yisurim. That means what I'm doing is, I'm making a major gneva for Rabbi Chanan. What I'm doing is, I'm making a major pickpocketing of Rabbi Chanan. What am I stealing from Rabbi Chanan? I'm taking on like Rabbi Chanan. Watch what I'm saying now. That in order for momentus to radiate to Yisurim, it has to be that the momentus is about that it's yours. I have no shail about it, that in order for momentus to meet up with Yisurim, in order for momentus to be machriya Yisurim, in order for momentus to work for Yisurim, there's no shail about it, that the momentus has to be avadai. Just what we're changing for Rabbi Chanan, and why is that, by the way? Because if momentus is called a suffix, how's it going to work for Yisurim? Suffix Yisurim l'chomer? Suffix Yisurim l'chomer? Suffix momen l'kula? Suffix Yisurim l'chomer? The answer is it has to be a vade, but the interpretation of vade is changing. Rabbi Chanan took on a very, very extreme shot of vade. The vade, the momentus, could radiate to Yisurim, because the reason why you pasked by the momentus is because the psak itself was a vade, because you know whose moment is. Chas v'shalom. I'm saying that the word vade, the ability of moment to radiate to Yisurim when it's a vade, doesn't mean that the psak was a vade, because the result's a vade. Moment, that's my money, that befoil, that's my befoil the money that it's called, I am the bailiff over it. Money like that is mine for Yisurim. If it's mine for this, now the question is, what made it yours? Not why is it mine? What made yours? Well, maybe yours was the psaka. So the psaka of Ha'Vei itself is a suffix. The psak itself was a suffix. But the psak of suffix gave it to me. Money which a psak gave to me is called my money. And if it's called my money, it's mine for everything. It's mine for this, it's mine for that. You ask me, who gave it to me? The psak of Ha'Vei gave it to me. But the psak gave it to me. And once the psak gave it to me, then I'm allowed to be a full-scale bailam on it. A zach, which in world of moment is I am practically a full-scale bailam on it, radiates to Yisurim also. That's the humongous chiddush of this Gemara. Now whether or not the psak gave it to me or not, depends on whether or not the kohen can grab it or not, yes or no. One second. Oh, what's the between this and Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Weistreis held that what I would call some sort of philosophical vort, that if in the world of moment is hapaskin, if in the world of moment is hapaskin, that it stays by you, so whatever is called yours, legavi moment, in theoretical way, okay? I mean, what Reb Shimon really meant to say was that the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu works for Yisurim. What Reb Shimon meant to say was the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu works for Yisurim. Yisurim, which are dependent on money, also have a psak of Moshe Rabbeinu. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu works for the moment is, so Moshe Rabbeinu works for the Yisurim, the derivatives of the moment is. That's basically what Reb Shimon said, by the way. Also, that's where Reb Shimon got himself into big trouble, so I don't care if he can grab or not. You have the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu. What Reb Shimon said was that the psak of Amoitzim Mechavaya works for Momentus and for all Isorim, which are derivatives of that Momentus. So if you ask me, how do I resolve the suffix of Maisim Behema? Psak of Amoitzim Mechavaya. What's Amoitzim Mechavaya? Because Amoitzim Mechavaya is totally Momentus. The Momentus is out of the fish. So Reb Shimon got himself into big trouble we saw yesterday. So what I can't, if the guy can grab, the guy can't grab. You have a psak, you don't have a psak. If Amoitzim Mechavaya is applicable to Isorim, which are derivatives of Momentus, so then you have the psak of Amoitzim Mechavaya. And therefore, Reb Shimon got himself into trouble, so why should he care if the guy grabs or not? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the psak of Amoitzim Mechavaya works psi on Momentus, and it works psi on the Yisurim, which are the derivatives of the Momentus, and then Reb Shimon got himself into trouble, so who cares if talk for Kohen Masin, who cares if talk for Ein Masin? The psak is Amoitzim Mechavaya. I'm saying something else. I'm saying that it's alderach Reb Chanan, that when there's a psak vaday on the moment, that causes that it's a psak vaday for the Yisurim also. What I'm saying is that the word vaday is not what Reb Chanan said vaday means. Vaday doesn't mean the extremism of Reb Chanan, that I paskin that it's yours because I knew that it was yours. The word vaday is a practical zach. A zach which Bezdin gave him, that's called mine. And once Bezdin gave it to me and said that it's mine legabi everything. That's ruled apart from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't only apply to Momentus, it applies to all Yisurim which are derivatives of the Momentus. And then Reb Shimon got himself into trouble. So what do I care for Kohen Matzin? What do I care for Kohen Ematzin? I'm saying that in the Rashi over here, shteitan ander azach. In the Rashi over here of Tzad Tzchiya state that it's practicalities. It's all practicalities. Moshe, I'm going to say a very sharp azach. I asked this yesterday. According to Rabbi Chanan, that the reason is because the psak vade. Psak vade means we gave it to you because we know that it's yours. So what do I care if it's Tzad Tzchiya or not? Who cares? We know that it's yours. What's the game right? He has a Tatsuki. He doesn't have a Tatsuki. Tatsuki means he still has a finger in it. What do you mean he still has a finger in it? What do you know? That is wrong. The guy will grab it, go break your head. That's cool, he has a Tatsuki now. That's right. Now, wait, I passed him away because I know. What do I care if he has a finger in it? The Rashi of Tzatzkiya means that what the sugi is about, this Rashi is a gilu, not just what role Tokfakoyim Emet Zibiyoga plays. What this sugi is about is what is the relationship? What is the sugi about? What's the relationship between Mammon and Isser? In Rashi state that the relationship between money and Isser is practical. If the psak gave you bailus over the object, then that bailus radiates to Isser. If the psak didn't give you bailus over the object, then you don't have bailus over the object, and the suffix of whose it was wasn't mukhra. We didn't paskin whose it is. But if the psak gives you control, so the psak decided that it's yours. If it's yours, it's yours all the way. We don't split moment as an issur. Azari state and Rashi, and that, by the way, is the poshit shot in the Hamadas Hasugya. It's the poshit shot in the Hamadas Hasugya that the relationship between moment and issur is a zach, which in the world of Momenis, it was given to me, and we paskind that it's mine. When I say we paskind it's mine, not we paskind because it's mine. We paskind that it is mine, and it stays by me. A zach is enough for Isur. If it's mine for Momen, then it's mine for Isur, but it has to be yours for Momen. And whether it's yours for Momen or not, depends whether talk for Koyim Mitzim Miyodah or Eim Mitzim Miyodah. You'll all ask me and say, why is it, if that's true, that whether or not you have bailus over it, and whether or not it can affect Maisa Behema, depends whether Matsi and Emi are there. So what about Gzela? Why could I eat it? You're playing with the Gzela. And you tell me you talk for Koyim, I don't have bailus over it, so why am I allowed to eat it? Why am I allowed to burn it? Why am I allowed to make a barbecue? In fact, with Mashaila, now that we're still having effect on what? That the ability to go ahead and use Momenis to affect the Surim is when the Momenis gave it to you, when the Momenis gave bailus. And that ability to affect Yisurim is dependent on whether you got bailus or not. And that depends whether it's Tzatzkiya, whether or not the Koyin has a finger in it. So then why do you say the same thing to Gabi Gzeil also? Why is it that every guy who has a Mitzvah Chavir Maraya has a din? He's allowed to go make a barbecue. How can you make a barbecue? Maybe the guy can grab it. He has a Tzatzkiya. You don't have full bailus. You're playing with fire. Yeah, the answer is what I said yesterday, but I'm going to say it much easier. I was thinking about it this morning on easier Nosach. Gzeil is simple. Watch. I'll say something very simple. A zach that is allowed to stay by me, I'm not a gazel. That's very simple. A zach that the business said could stay by me, I'm not a gazlan. The guy could grab, the guy could not grab, I'm a full bialas, I'm not a full bialas. Gzela, it's not. I'm saying something very simple. Rabbi Shimon made a challenge between how does a Mitzvah Chavayah affect Gzela, and how does a Mitzvah Chavayah affect Kedushin, and Esrig, and Raisa Behema. I'm coming to argue on that. I'm saying like Korvel Zeil, they have nothing to do with each other. Gzela is Baal Patish. The Torah says don't steal, right? If the Torah Kedusha says, I'll ask you a kasha, yeah? Hamitzvah Harai says it's a lot of stay by the Israel. He doesn't have to give it back, right? That's the din of Momenis. Azach, which is Momenis, is a lot of kibbeh, makul to Gazlan. That's like Mother Gazlan. They say don't steal. Don't steal what? Azach, which the Momenis dicker, hachro, is that it's a lot of kibbeh, I'm not called a Gazlan. That everyone can hear. What does that have to do with Kedushin? What does that have to do with Esrik? What does that have to do with what it called? That's a local svara. I'll tell you Shimon of yesterday. That's a local svara in Gzela. A zach, which in Momenis, is allowed to be by me. You can't go tell me. I'm a Gazlan. Now you'll ask me a new shayla. What about Kedushin? What about Esrig? What about Maisa Behema? That's a whole new topic. There's nothing to do with that. So that I don't have a problem with it. I'm taking apart the Horeb Shimon. This is another reason I'm taking apart the Horeb Shimon. I'm taking apart the Horeb Shimon. The whole kasha was, how can you go ahead and eat it? How can you go burn it? I talk for Koyim Mitzi, name Mitzi, maybe the Koyim could grab it. Why wasn't that totally? There's this question. A Zach, which in the world of Momenis, I'm allowed to escape by me, you can't call me Gazan. If it's allowed to be by me, and Mitzad the Sufik, the Torah says, Mitzad the Sufik of the Momenah, we say, leave it by you, I'm not called a Gazan. A Zach, which the best and Paschal is allowed to be, I'm not called a Gazan. I'm called a Gazan, I'm allowed to be. I mean, that's a Horeb Shuta. The Shaila began when it starts to radiate out to other things. What are the other things? Kedushin, Mikasha Lady, Esrig, Lochem, Maisa Behema. The mitzvah is not to give yours, the mitzvah is to get married. The mitzvah is to. There, what do you do? So there broke out a new svara. That's another standard. If the psak made it yours, a zach which is yours, legavi moment, is yours, legavi yisurim. But then when it's called yours, there's a whole new level of bailus that has to be there. That you don't have a tzatzchir. That's the hamadas of Dvorim L'chayra of the Pashup Shah and the Sugi over here. Not like the extremists of Shimon, Rabbi Chanan, and the Nesivis. The best example of this, to bring this out, 1 second. It's a big raid now. The best example to bring this out. The best example to bring this out. The best example to bring out the power of what I just said is the famous kasha of the Chavad Shlomo and Siman Aleph and Shuvos, which I printed out for you today on the sheet. Not the Chavad Shlomo, I printed out the kasha. The Chavad Shlomo asked the kasha, which shook the world. All the Gedolei Olam spoke about this. The Chavad Shlomo asked two Simanim on this. The Nesivos answered. Shimon speaks about this. Rabbi Chanan spoke about this. This is a kasha that shook the world. It's one of the famous kashas in the yeshivas. The Chavad Shlomo, the Heilige Chavad Shlomo asked a Moir the Kasha, the Mama shook the world. And the Olam mushed it. When you're going to hear the terrors I'm going to say, it's going to shake you up also. The Gemara says in Bavasra Daf Pei Aleph, I printed it out for you today, it brings a Mishnah and Bikurim, the story is like this. Let me just get you the bare facts if you didn't understand that from the sheet. The din is that a person who doesn't have land doesn't bring Bikurim. Okay? You have to own the land, not just the fruit. There's a whole tumult. If a guy sells one tree to somebody, the umdun is he's not selling the land, just the tree. If he sells three trees, he's selling the land. If he sells two, it's a suffolk. What is the din of this suffolk tree? What's the din? So I sold two trees. Reuven sold to Shimon, the Moichah sold to like I have two trees. There's a suffolk whether he sold the land or not. So the din is, Lakeach, what the trees, maybe the Ein HaKorei. He brings Bikurim. Ein HaKorei, but he doesn't say the Mikra Bikurim. Why doesn't he say the Mikra Bikurim? Because he says, Adomash, and it's not the land, it's not his land, so he looks like a liar. What is the din of this guy who sold two trees? Reuven sold two trees to Shimon. What's the din of the land, and what's the din of the Bikurim? So I support you a Rashbam this morning. What does the Rashbam say? It's a suffolk. So what are we paskin? On the land, what are we paskin? On the land, what are we paskin? Who's the land belong to? The Marakama, the Reuven. It's in his chazaka, right? And we're all right, the land's by me. I was the last known owner. Go fly a kite. So on the land, we paskin, the land goes to who? The land goes to who? To the Marakama. Bikurim, what does it say? About we have a suffolk, whether you have Bikurim or not. Because if you bought the land, the Lakeach, you have Bikurim. If not, not. So what do we say? Suffolk the Vaisel Chum. What does it say over there? Chayav to bring Bikurim. Who's who you chayav to bring Bikurim? The Lakeach is chayav to bring Bikurim. The Lakeach is chayav to bring Bikurim. The Lakeach is chayav to bring Bikurim. Why doesn't he do Koyrei? So the Gemara says, because Mechzi Kishikr looks like he's a liar. He's going to say, Asadomash and Asatali, the beginning of Parashas Kisavoy, he doesn't necessarily have the land. So we have a beautiful case, and this is what the Nesivos shook the world, the whole world, the whole El Matera, for hundreds of years have been dining up on this Kasha. In fact, the Nesivos, in fact, the Chavad Shlomo, he has that Kasha. Let's see. There's a suffolk where they sold the land. The suffolk has two ramifications. Who does the land belong to? Under the trees. The land under the trees. And who? And I chayav bikurim. Is it okay? I chayav bikurim. Says the din. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says over there. What's the din? The land would leave by who? So the suffolk is, did he sell the land or not? On the land itself, we pass it on way to mecham arai. We leave by the marakama. As the shayla whether lokeach should bring bikurim, we say suffolk the rice of the chumra. He has to bring bikurim because maybe he did buy the land. Now here, my rabbi said, he had the Chavad Shlomo asked the kasha that shook the world. In fact, the Heilige Chavad Shlomo that I don't understand. Hello, in Momenis, you're paskining what? In the world of Momenis, what are you paskining? Why is it well right? By the Marakama. So, and in Isur, you're paskining what? Lekeach has been Bikurim. If it says in Baba Metzia, the Vavav of the days, that when you're Machriya, the Momenis, the Kesofik, that radiates to the Isur, so once you're paskin on the land, that it belongs to who? It belongs to the Moicher, because he has the Mosek. So the ball game's over. Why is he Chai Bikurim? It says in our Gemara that when you have a Suffolk Amomen, and when you have a Suffolk in Isser, and the Suffolk in Isser is rooted in a Suffolk Amomen, the Suffolk in Amomen is Machria, the Suffolk of Isser. To make a long story short, what the Helik Chemda Shlema asked Akashi, he shot out Akasha that shook the whole world. He said, in our Gemara it says that when you have a Suffolk, whether the Bechor is mine or not, so the Hamaytzi Mechaveh over the Raya of the Bechor resolves the Suffolk of Maisa Behema, and it's called his, and it's not called the Koyans. And why is it over there that the psak of Oesek Ve'avaya on the tree, on the land, is a machriya, the suffolk of Bikurim? Azay Frek, the Heilig Gechem the Shlema that shook up the world, if it says in our Gemara that Momen is the Kadinim, that means once you paskin in the Momen is that it's mine, that has Hachroa, Lagabi, the Isurim also say the same thing over there in Baba Basra, why is it that the psak that we paskin that the land is the Meicher is still Machayi of the Lakech of being Bikurim, Misafik? Hello, we pass in the Momenis. And once you pass in the Momenis, and the Isser is a derivative of the Momenis, because whether or not I'm Chayav Bikurim depends whether you sold me land or not. And on the land itself, the Momenis you pass in the land is the Meichers. So why is it okay? Chayav to be Bikurim, Misafik. That's the Kasha that the Chemda Shlema shout out to the world in Simon Aleph of the Chemda Shlema. So came along to Nisibis, in Tshuva Bays. Nisibis wrote him a letter. Yeah? It's more like we're right on the scene over here between a conversation with the Heilige Chandra Shlema and the Heilige Nisibis, yeah? We're involved in the conversation. So the Nisibis sent him back a letter. The Nisibis sent him back a letter, and he said, you're wrong, your whole kash is a mistake, from A to Z. Yeah, Maisa? And the Nisibis says, there's no such Gemara in Bamatzia that says that moment paskins Yisr. There's no such Gemara that the psak at the moment has ramifications to the Yisr. And the reason is because moments of psak sofik was Jay Stackhoff. There's no such Gemara. There's no such Gemara that a way to mechavel varaya has an effect on Maisa Behema. That's the Nisibis of yesterday. A way to mechavel varaya is a psak sofik. It's nothing, it's a nebuch psak. How could it go radiate to Yisurim? So what's the shot on our Gemara saying, hey, the Nisibis? So why in our Gemara? Is the Yisrael allowed to give Maisa Behema? That's because of Yish. Once the Kohen came Chap, so all the Kohanim were Yish. Ends off the Nisibis with such a heartbreaking shot. Ends the Nisibis by Karko, you can't be Yish. There's no Yish by Karkois. There's no Yish by Karkois. So by the Karko, even on the Tzad, that's what you call it, that you can't grab it, but there's no Yish. Male, it's a suffix. Male, the buyer has to go give Bikurim, because maybe he did buy the land. What's the reason the moment doesn't pass? He's Kaifer Baker, the Nesivah's Kaifer in the whole Zach. The Nesivah's Kaifer in the whole basis that the Mechem Shlema, Reb Shimon, Reb Ochana, they all took on, that when you pass good money, you pass no such thing. No such Gemara Bamatzia, he said. What the Gemara says in Bamatzia is that when it's by the Yisrael, the Kohen gives up on it. But over here, when it's by the Meicher, the Yisrael doesn't give up on it because Yish doesn't help on Karka. So there's a suffix who the Karka belongs to. You have to bring Bikurim. Atkan, the extremism of the Heilige Nisibis to get out of this kasha. But the Velt took on not like that. So on Rashi, not like that. Nobody says a word about Yish with all due respect to the Heilige Nisibis. So back to the kasha. If in our Gemara's Mavura that a psak amomenes is enough to be machria, the Isser, so why over there, by the story of the land, is it not like that? Once we pass in that the land belongs to the Meicher, why is the Lekeach mitad suffer time? Came along the Chazon Ish in Evan Ezra Siman Lamed Tes. Came along the Chazon Ish. Stipler brings it down here. Stipler brings us down. Stipler brings down over here a Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Tes in Evan Ezra. The Chazon Ish in a backhand says the Kashya is a mistake. Wait till you hear what he says. Vid the kavose of Shach and Avi Ezri in Bikurim Parakdal Halachadal. I printed it out for you. It'll be tonight by the Marmar Kremish place. And I'm chesed that for the younger light. There'll be a few left for tomorrow. The Avi Ezri in Bikurim Parakdal Halachadal. If I won't, can pick it up, please. It's at the print mirror. Shikoyach. The Avi Ezri, a whole elaborate arichos. He says what the Chazon Ish says in one sentence, but he dresses it up, and I'll bring you into the festivities, what the Mshach says. Over here with the whole Arichos, Dova Nifla. Mshach says, in Avi Ezri, Perek Bal, Chadal, Bikurim, what the Chazon Ish says, what the Stipler says, that the Kash is a mistake. I said, no. He says, the Kash is a toys. A toys! The Kash is a mistake, and then I'll tell you the right that he says, the Elam will shake from fear. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. The Kash is a toys. Why is it a mistake? What could be a mistake? And Rav Shach, when he writes, he writes, you don't have all Avi Ezri's, by the way. It's the best sefer written in the last 50, 60 years, without question. If you ever have a good kasha on a sugya, you're learning a sugya properly, not shmearing. If you learn a sugya properly, you have a good kasha, and you can't find it anywhere else, it's there. Nekoyit haklolaviyah, that's not a good kasha, that's not why that. The heart of the lumbus of the sugya, that's where it is, yeah? That's the consensus of the Welt. But anyway, that's another idea. Shach says a teretz, which the Chazon Ish said, which the Stipler said, and they said a zach, which shakes the foundation of the sugya. Anybody know what they said? I'm afraid to say out of my mouth what they said, but Shach says it's not a kasha. He said the kasha is a toyas. He writes over there that many years ago he saw a Chemdor Shlomi, he doesn't remember when, and he says, but he got to Bikurim when he wrote about it. He said he doesn't understand what he asks. He didn't have it in safe in front of him. B'chula, b'chula, b'chula. This is what he said. He said, Avada and Avada, the Psak of Avoyetz Mechavei of Araya, Avada paskins for Yisurim also. Like I said, once the Psak gives it to you, once the Psak says it's yours, something which is mine for everything. We don't split hairs. We don't say, the other guy be this, the other guy be that. If it's mine, it's mine. Just it has to be yours. I repeat what I said. If the psak gives it to me, then if it's mine, it's mine. But it has to be yours. If the crane could be. If it's not yours 100%, but if it's mine, it's mine. That's not which is mine, is mine. Fine. And the needin of the Gemara is, did the psak give it to you? Did the psak make it yours? Not the psak because it's yours, not like Rohanan. Did the psak make it yours? Listen to what he says. Okay. Says the Heidelger of Yesri, listen to what he says. Let's analyze the story. A Moichah sold a guy two trees. So, the Karka, we paskin, Marakam, up to the last known owner, it's by him. It's by him. That psak that we paskin to the land is his, about that radiates on Isurim. We know what radiates on Isurim for him. Not for the Lokeach. The Lokeach has a suffix whose land it is. The Lokeach has a suffix whose land it is. Is Avada and Avada, a psak and moment, says Rav Shach, creates a vaday for Isurim. A psak and moment creates a vaday for Isurim. A psak and moment creates a vaday for Isurim. I repeat, a psak and moment creates a level of vaday that it can radiate to Isurim. But for who? For the one who the psak of the moment said that it's by you. The psak of the moment said it's by you. It's so much by you. It's so much by you that we treat it like it's yours, legabi you. The Moshul and Agamara. Who's the one using the psak for Isurim over here, Rabbi Isai? Who in our Gemara is using the psak of moment for the Isra? The Israel. The Israel has the psak of Isra. It says that it's his. If the psak says that it's his, so it's his for my Zibahim also, correct? But for the other guy who doesn't have the psak of moment, it's a regular suffix. Somebody took away your suffix. Somebody knocked off your suffix. For the person who has the Cheskas Marakamba, for the person who has the din that it's his, for the person who got the psak that we gave it to you the Gabi everything. We didn't just give it to you, the Gabi Momen. The Psak didn't just make it yours, the Gabi Momen. The Psak made it yours, the Gabi everything. The Gabi Momen, the Gabi Yisrael made it yours. But that's for the one who the Psak made it his. For example, in Agumar, the Yisrael. Over there, in Agumar, Balbasra, who's the one bringing the Bikurim? The Lekech. The land was paskin that it's his for the Meicher, but it didn't paskin that it's not the Lekech's. So the Lekech's a regular guy. The Lekech has a suffix, Kapishmaya Galia. Rav Shach Frierzeisen says that the Moicher, if he'll buy back the tree, for example, will have to bring Bikurim Vaday. Let's say the Moicher will buy back the tree alone, not the land. So the Moicher will have to give Bikurim Vaday because it's his land. Maybe about the land is his, so the Bikurim is his. The Lekech has to bring for Suffolk because the Psak HaMoitzim Echavei of Araya of the Meicher can paskin that it's Vaday Klapi the Meicher, but it can't paskin Vaday Klapi the Lekech. In our Gemara also, the Psak of the Yisrael that HaMoitzim Echavei Araya can paskin Vaday for him, but it's not going to paskin Vaday for the other party. I may be in Yovin that this, you don't like that, Ramon? You love it. Kedushin? Won't be by Kedushin, but I want to be a Vali, won't be a Suffolk. In Achanami, he's, for example, what he asked, if the Kohen will make a Kedushin with it, so whether or not the Kohen can go make a Kasha lady with it is totally the free of the Kasugi, whether something you can get your hands on, is it called Roshusai? Whether you can make Haloisin, okay? That's a different story. But what? Yisrael, for sure, it's a Vali. No, yeah, because it's a result of his thing. He's the one who made the Kedushin. I thought you meant what happened if the Kohen made Kedushin with it. Yeah, that would be the interesting Shiloh. What happens if the Kohen made Kedushin? That's the Nakhmin. The Nakhmin is what happens if the Kohen will make Kedushin, will be Chal Kedushin Misafik. That's the Nakhmin. The Nakhmin is in the case of stuck for Kohen. What happens if the Kohen will make Kedushin, will be Chal Misafik? One thing, we'll get to this. One second. What? No, he's not allowed to grab the Maskanari Paskin. That's a different shayla. Even if he can't grab, but it's still suffix. He can't grab, but it's a suffix. Kabi Shmaya.
The same suffix gives it to this guy, takes away from the other guy.
It doesn't, because that's the... Now I'm going to answer your question. It's a pshat why it's a vaday by the Kohen, by the Yisrael and Agamos, because Rebbe Chanan. If it's a psak vaday, so then this doesn't make sense. Because a psak vaday means I paskin that it's yours because I took on that it's yours. So I can't split hairs and say, lagabi you, it's a vaday, lagabi you, it's a something. Either it's a vaday or it's not a vaday. So if the ability to go ahead and paskin for the isser is because in the moment it was a vaday, then the ball game's over, you can't make a split. But here's the vort. But if the vort is the way we said it today, that the vaday is not because we paskin that it's a vaday, it's not the pshat. The pshat is, the psak gave it to you. If the psak gives it to you, then it's yours. If it's mine, it's mine. Either it's mine or it's not mine. So if the psak didn't give it to you because the kohen still has a finger in it, so it's not called yours. If it's not called yours, then he has a tzatzki in it, then you don't have 100% bailos over it, so then your bailos can't radiate to go be machriya all the suffixes. No, the question is, do I have bailos on it or not? Do I have bailos on it or not? So if the guy has a finger in it, I don't have bailos. If not, I do have bailos. Here's the beautiful zach. It's very nice that you have bailos on it. So the bailos that you have says that if it's mine, then it's mine, legabe everything. That doesn't take away from the fact that on him there's a suffix. And legabe him, he has to go bring bikurim.
Whose is it?
What? Whose is it? God knows, like they say. Who knows? Knows who knows who? What do you mean? Nobody knows whose it is. It's a suffix buchar. The baby, we had a lady over here, a mother. That the paro was biologically clear that she had had what do you? Because a zach because vibalt the psak made it mine. Made it mine practically. The Bezdin gave it to me. Bezdin said you can use. Bezdin gave it to me. That's enough. If it's mine for this, it's mine for everything. In other words, that's called mine legabi isurim. But that doesn't eradicate. But one second, but it's not oikir the etzim suffik. For me, the bailus which I have. Could be machriya, that if it's mine, that it's mine, I can utilize the bailos that I have to be machriya all shal. I'm into you. Yes, I'm good. I'm into you. The bailos that I have can answer be machriya all shalos which I have, like I have bailos, because it was given bailos to me, but it gave to me. So I have bailos over it, and the bailos that I have over it allows me to do ma'aseh behema, allows me to do mekadesh lady, allows me to use esrig, because I got bailos over it. The psak, Bezdin gave me bailos, okay? Who gave me bailos? Bezdin said it's by you. And that's called off bailos, and if I'm a bailam, then I can use it for all the dinam that I have. That doesn't bechlal in a kiuzeh touch the etz. In fact, that you have a suffix, maybe it's bikurim.
Is that
hefker,
bez, and hefker?
Not hefker, bez, and hefker. It's not hefker, bez, and hefker. No, it's not hefker, bez, and hefker. Practically speaking, they said it's mine. The din was, that is the din of Azurabaya. Din of Azurabaya, because we don't want to move it, because Mandakovli, so Bezdin goes ahead and says, you can take it. That's the psak. And Azach is included in the fact that it's mine, but Gabi Mominis, Azach, which is, I have rights in Mominis, stay in this Gemara, I can use it for all the Yisurim, which are derivatives of mine. I'm using the Lashon of Rav Shimon. Azach, which I was given rights in, I can use it for all the Nafgarinas of Mominis. If I have rights, I have rights. And the psak gave me rights in it. That's beside the right I have in it. But the Kabi Yena guy, what eradicated his suffix, says of Shach, says the Chazanish. He has a suffix, whether it's Bikurim or not. Why should my...
Something that gave me, or something that I had because it's no one else's, and I have all the rights in it, and no one could be mighty from it, so that means that it's mine.
The word that means, no, it's not that means. The word that means doesn't mean anything. You got the raya? I'm saying a practicality. I'm saying a vorn in Hilchos Kosher Mishpat. The zach that I have bailos over, the bailos that I have over it covers all aspects of bailos, mitigating serum also. That doesn't eradicate the suffix. I mean, that's the din that I have. That's halachah in Hilchos bailos. A bailos that I have eradicates all, a bailos that I have gives me bailos, legabi, everything.
What's the bailos that you
have? The bailos that I have is that I can keep the zach. That I, because there was a psak of mandekovle, there was a suffix, and the correct resolution of that suffix was mandekovle. Therefore, the Torah, okay, said it's by you. When the Torah says something's by me, then it's by me, legabi, everything. That's the Yisrael that says in the Gemara. That is no shaykhus b'chal, t'yanagai suffix. There is no shaykhus b'chal, t'yanagai suffix. T'yanagai is a suffix, whether you should be bikurim or not. 1 minute. I'm not finishing. Comes along Rav Shach, and brings a raya to this. He says he has a raya to this split. Comes on Rav Shach and says he has a raya to the split. So this you say that we split the one who has the always the raya and the other one. And the raya that he brings is a very controversial raya, but it's a makom luz gadaboy and it touches at the heart of the sugya. Listen to the raya that Rav Shach brings by Rishus Gadol. He says that he doesn't understand the Chem D'Shlemes Kasha because the Chem D'Shlemes Kasha is going against Al Gemara. Is it going against Al Gemara? Listen to what he says. The Gemara also wanted to bring a raya to talk for coin emet zimiyada. What was the raya? It's also begins of avoda. The Gemara said it's also begins. Let's go back a step, right? We got the shalva and susa, but it's something that you can grab. Is it called? You have bailos over it to go make the hegdish or not? The Gemara brought a raya from where for talk for coin that if it's also a gizah avoda, it's a raya the kohen could grab. What's a raya the kohen could grab? Because the Gemara learned that the ability to have gizah avoda is a derivative of what? It's a talad of what? The ability to make it kodesh is a derivative of what? A moment kohen. The kohen has to make a kodesh. In order for the kohen to make a kodesh, he has to have the right to grab it. So it's a raya that something that you could grab, everything you want to know you can't grab. Loyalom maskana you can't grab, which is Ari Paskin, you can't grab. Aye, so why is the Bukhara also Kedusha Ba'a Me'elov? Now I said over a number of times here that the Gemara made a complete and absolute Chazara. The Gemara said, Kedusha's Bukhara, Giza Ba'a, no Shaykh is Bukhara to Mamakai, no Shaykh is at all to Mamakai, nothing to do with Mamakai. So therefore, even though the Kohen can't grab it, and the Kohen doesn't have anything, and it's no Shaykh Bukhara to the Kohen, it's Kaddish because it was born, the firstborn. It broke through the mother's stomach, the first one, okay? That's how we learn until now. Hashav takes off a Dovro Poshet. There's a snapshot in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't make such an extreme Chazor. At the beginning of the Gemara thought that Giza Vavoid is Toli and Mammon, and then the Gemara backed off. What changed was that I don't need the Kohen's ability to grab. Why not? Because he's not the one making the Kedusha. But Avada, the Kedusha of a Bukhara, is Avada Toli and Mammon Kohen. The Gemara made such the Gemara went backwards so far. The Gemara went back so far. Vazep is Chas v'Shalom. The Gemara originally thought that the Giza of Avada, the Bukhara, is not just Toli and belonging to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one who makes the Hegdish. Oh, to make the Hegdish, you have to be able to grab it. So you see, that's something that I can grab. I can make Hegdish. Why did the Gemara answer Kedusha Bamel Shani? The Gemara completely detached and said the Kedusha Bukhara has no shaykhs b'chal to the Mammon HaKohen. So the Dika of the Gemara not like that. The Gemara says Shani. Kedusha Bamele Shani. It's not much that the Gemara made a complete reversal, a complete backwards march and said, no, it has nothing to do with the ownership of the Kohen. It's a different din. It has to do with the ownership of the Kohen. It has to do with the ownership of the Kohen. Now the fact is, I don't need the Kohen to make it. I don't need him to grab it. I don't need him to make the Hegdish. I don't need to have it in his Rishos. But Avada, the baseline requirement that something is only Asav B'Bukhar if it belongs to the Kohen, that we didn't budge from. Rav Shach says the Dovro Pasha like that, that the Gemara didn't back off from that. The Gemara backed off and said, I don't need you to grab it. I don't need you to have control over it. I don't need. But the baseline Zach, that something is only Kohenish if it belongs to the Kohen, that's a no-brainer. Just like Gemara said, there's no riot to Mesusa, because my Mesusa, you need to be yours, you need to make it Kodesh, etc., etc. I don't need the Kohen to make it Kodesh. If I don't need him to grab it, if I don't need him to have control over it. But the fundamental din that something is only Kodesh by a Bukhar if it belongs to the Kohen, that's for sure. In fact, Rav Shach, this is what Rav Shach asked. He said, why did the Chemda Shloim have to go be Merchot Yovi Lachmo? You have to go all the way to Bobasa Pealov to ask a kasha that if the karka belongs to the Meicher, how could the Lekach bring Bikurim? You have a kasha in our Gemara. How could it be also Begiz of Avoida when you paskin Hametzmechavroi by the Yisrael? The Gemara says in the next line that the minute you paskin Mominus, the Yisrael are over. So how could the Maskon of the Gemara say that it's also Begiz of Avoida? What do you mean it's also Begiz of Avoida? Begiz of Avoida, Kedushas Bechor, that's totally Momin Kain. If it's only Mammon Kohen, the Mammon Kohen, we pass in that it's Yisrael. And the Gemara, the next line by Maaseh Behemah taught us that once you pass in the Mammon is, the Yisrael are over. So originally I thought the Kasha is not fair. By Bechor, the Gemara said Me'elel. But that's the Dika Rav Shach. All the Gemara said was Me'elel. The Gemara said the Kedusha comes by itself. I don't need the Kohen to make the Kedusha. But the Etzem clear that the Kedushas of Bechor is intertwined with the Mammon of the Kohen, that the Gemara never backed out of. So the only time something is also Begizah V'Avoid is because it belongs to the Kohen. But we paskin that it's the Yisrael, HaMetzim Chavraya. And the Gemara says in the next line of Maaseh Behemah that once we paskin HaMetzim Chavraya, the ball game's over and has a reflection on the Yisrael also. In fact, Rav Shach, why did they hate the Gehem de Shleimah? Have to go in Mechuk Yobi Lachmeh, have to go all the way to Mabasa Pei Aleph to find the case. We're on the land, we're passing it to the Meichers, and the Lekech has a Sofak here, Bikurim. Have a Kashin Agamor, Minei Obey. Maskana Sagamor, Yinala, Chap. Maskana Sagamor, Pathkot, Vera, and still it's also Begiz of Avoida. You tell me, what do you mean? The moment is of the Bukhara is no Shaykh, is it Bukhara? Of course it does. I think Gemara was crazy. The Gemara just said, Me'elel. The Kedusha comes by itself. I don't need you to make the Kedusha. I don't need you to grab it. But the fact of the Etzem Kedusha Bechor is Meshach Shech, is the Mammon Kohen. Now once we pass in Mammon Kohen at Yisrael, and the Kohen can't grab it, the Gemara says in the next line, the war gives over. What are you going all the way to ask me in Bava Basra, Zach Rav Shach? Elamai, the answer is, that the Yisrael's on way to Mechavei Avraya, Paskin's that it's Vada, he is for who? Who is it Paskin for? Who is it Paskin for? For the Yisrael Paskins. So he has a Mitzvah Haraya. He can do Mitzvah Behema. But the Giz of Avodah, which is totally in whose is it? The Giz of Avodah is totally in whose? In the Kohens. The Giz of Avodah is totally in the Kohens. And that we Paskin, that there's a Sofer Kohens. Maybe it's the Kohens. And if it's maybe the Kohens, it's also the Giz of Avodah. The Mitzvah Haraya with the Raya of the Yisrael could only work for the government. The Yisrael's demons. The Yisrael wants to do Mitzvah Behema. It's his Behema. The Yisrael wants to marry a lady. It's his Behema. Yisrael wants to use the behemoth as an esrik. It's his esrik. But in a case where we're talking about the giz of avodah, which stems from the moment of the coin, on the moment of the coin, we never said it's a sofik moment coin. It's exactly like the lekech by Bikurin. It says Rav Shach, I have a raya to my yisoid that the din of avodah of a raya only works for the one that it's by them. It's from Agamor itself. Agamor says that when you pass a mitzvah of raya by the Yisrael, talk for coin mitzvah yada, you're not allowed to grab, and still it's also the giz of avodah. Why? Because maybe it's the coins. What do you mean maybe it's the coins? We already paskin it's the Yisrael's. And once you paskin it's the Yisrael, the Gemara says, the answer is that the Gemara said that the Yisrael's moment is helps for him is for him. For his Maisa Behema. But if I have a suffix whether this is a giz of avodah, and this is a giz of avodah stems because maybe it's the coins, we have a suffix the Maisa Lechumah, but that's also. What are you saying? Is Yisrael also giz of avodah? Of course. Oh, no, that doesn't work like that. That's a mistake. No, it's a twist. Oy vey. Chas v'shalom. The giz of avodah is a memel of the gadin, which is because of suffolk derived to the chumrah, which is totally suffolk moment. Once that suffolk moment is, the giz of avodah is not a function of his bilus, okay? In the case of Maisa Behema, the ability to me to do Maisa Behema is the animal mine, or is the animal's not mine. So once the animal's mine, so the Gabi Maisa Behema is 100% mine, I'm allowed to go do the Maisa Behema. The Giz of Avoida, which is a result of the din of the coin, and the Balt Klapi the coin, who's the source of the Suffolk, there is a Suffolk there, right? So of course there's going to be a Chi of Giz of Avoida Klapi everybody. Giz of Avoida is not a function of my bile, it's a function of his bile. By Maisa Behema, the word is, I'm doing a chiyuv, right? Is I want to know, copy my, coming to pater my chiyuv, okay? I'm going to, what's the isser over here, Maisa Behema? The isser, quote unquote, is not an isser. I want to pater a chiyuv that I have, right? The answer is, copy my chiyuv, I patered, okay? I did the suffix who cares. But before that's negated to my bilus. But when you have a situation where there's an isser that's chal called gizav avoida, all I need is that the gizav avoida has a way to be chal. Once it's chal because realistically speaking, no, it's not just for the coin. Once it's chal already, it's also ready. Because it once the isser has a makom to be chal, because copy the coin, it means like this: the isser is a result of moments of the coin. It copy the coin and never pass in the suffix. So copy him, it's chal and isser. Once the isser is chal already, it's chal for everybody. You don't split that chal for this guy, chal for that guy. The word is the heck of yourself, that's a double poshut. That we say that the momentus has a reflection on the isser is copy a thing like Maisa Behema, where I'm coming to pater my animals. So I say that copy me, this thing is mine, it's by me, I'm the bialim, so I can go ahead and treat it like a bialim. But the isser giza vayda, which is isser, which is chal from shemayim, and once the isser has a way to be chal on, because sofik derais el chumra, you have to be noyik, like the sofik yisrael chumra, and the sofik yisrael chumra has a makum. I, momentus is mafkia yisurim, momentus only machri yisurim, copy the one. Binageya to the one who has the pshak of the moment. It's copy the outsider, mail the Siddur of Shach, and says the Chazanish. All these kashas don't start. The only time we found in our Gemara that the moment is Machriya the Isser is only binageya to the one who has the moment. Binageya to the outsiders, and that is not Achra. Now you all understand, why did I say this all Arichos? Besides the fact that it's a famous kasha and famous teretz, to bring out that all this is not like a Bachanan. Player Bachanan who learns that the Vade of the Sugya is a real Vade, the whole game's over. Vade means I know that it's yours. Vade means I have a pasuk that it's yours. I have a pasuk that it's yours. I can't make any of these splits. Him, outside, inside. We know that it's yours. We pasuk in the shayla. It's like they got me yisurim. We pasuk in the shayla. If I learn that it's a practical word, it's not that we know that it's yours. No, we treat it like it's yours. Bezdin gave it to you. A zach, which is befoil under my bialus, is under my bialus and God's name. The psak of Hoytzer Raya gives it to me, and it gives it to me for everything if it's taka gives it to me. So then I can make the split and say that it's called mine, the Gabi me, because I have the Psak Moshe Vayel, the Gabi, the one who doesn't have it, we still fly with the Suffolk and we say Suffolk there, I still look more. One second. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Either way, it could be yes, could be no. Either way, the price says it does. So, who? Gabi has all shingle. What? I say? It's going to be a tikkun for the Hershey Kasha. Yeah. They told me off in that about the Hershey Kasha that I was Mavazi. I said, Shaitim, he's the best guy in this year, and you think I was Mavazi? I'm Fakir. It was the fact that we named the Kasha after you. And Nate Tuckman is talking. You see? The guy said, I'm sorry that he was my boss here. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about a different time. Tomorrow we're starting this good talk for Queen. Today's the Rosh, the Ramban. Okay, I think it's the Tu B'Shvat, the Shotei of Mitzlachas at least. Pay close attention. I said Tu B'Shvat, yeah. Pay close attention, at least. Pay close attention to the Tu B'Shvat tomorrow. The rest of the Gemara, till the top of it, we're going to see we're not skipping is informed tomorrow, but we're going to use the opportunity that we're here now to get into the sugya of when you're allowed to chop and when you can't.